What does this mean for the program?
You know, we talked earlier, and I just think after a win like that, you think about all the people, all the players, all the coaches that have come before us to make Winthrop, the name on the front of our jerseys, really special. And the list is so long, and I hate to just point out a few, but, you know, the guys that like Chris Gaynor and Mantoris Robinson and Terrell Martin and Pierre Wooten and Greg Marshalls and Randy Peels, and, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And we work really hard to make those guys proud, and a win like that, we hope, man, that score pops up on the bottom line of ESPN, you know, when all the college basketball scores are scrolling through. And they stand up, get excited, you know, text their buddies. And I just think it's really good for our school, for our university, for the city of Rock Hill. I think it's one of those wins that people will be really, really proud of, and hopefully it'll be a momentum builder and a catalyst moving forward.
How did you do it? What was the difference?
Man, I haven't watched the tape yet. You know, we're getting ready to get on this airplane and fly across the country, and I won't be able to sleep, so I'll probably watch it two or three times. But I just feel like we really guard it, man. You know, their guard's an elite scorer, the kid Ford, number three, and so many guys guarded him throughout the night, you know, at times freshmen. You know, Russell Jones, Jamal King, Michael Numba did a phenomenal job on him. He's a sophomore. Hunter Hale guarded him for a while, Kyle Zunick. It was just kind of by committee a little bit. But overall, I just think it was our defense, because, you know, our offense wasn't stellar. We had 5 assists and I think whatever it was, 12, 13, 14 turnovers. But it's kind of, you know, when you look at it, and probably didn't play our best. You know, we didn't make a million threes and weren't crazy efficient on offense. But when you win on the road, especially against an elite team, man, you got to be on it defensively. And I thought our guys really were. They were willing our defense to be special and to be elite in those huddles before I even had to say it. And I think that was the difference.
What was it like in the locker room and on the bus?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I'm sure it's all been posted to social media and people can see it, but that's what it's all about, that raw emotion. We work really hard and put in countless hours, and the guys are in the gym early and late, coaches. So when you win a big game like that, man, you want to enjoy every second of it. By the time we get back to Rock Hill and that plane lands on the ground and the sun comes up, you know, we'll turn our attention to a very, very good ETSU team. But for tonight, we're going to have a good time on that flight and enjoy ourselves.